in this information and in the specificity of it, over the decades, has been established an incredibly solid base and foundation of credibility, whereby we can say, hey, wait a minute, this case is really, when you come down to it, it's devoid of the kind of erroneous information you would think would happen if the guy was a lucky guesser, if it was just random, if it was hoaxed. We've got all the solid stuff in so many diverse areas. Now, why do we have this information? Why is it teased to us without direct contact from these alleged extraterrestrials? But nonetheless, if we dig into it and we do our searches and we hammer away at it, it keeps on coming up solid and authentic, and Meyer keeps on coming up the first guy to have published it. There must be a reason.
Well, I'm good with that. So we'll hold on to that thought for the moment. And,
sure.
And just to go back to the timeline, so working with the local parish priest as his mentor on this, he has somebody that he can decompress with. And
right.
So in this Father Zimmerman, he finds literally a father confessor. And he, this Father Zimmerman tells him, go with this. You have nothing to be ashamed of. This isn't Satan or whatever.
Right.
And just, you know, keep learning what you can from it. So what does he learn?
Well, apparently he learns an enormous amount. We'll discover a little more about that when we get to his first letter from 1951. But from what he had written even in his later so-called official contacts in the 70s about his earlier experiences, he was shown many things that were future events. He was taught to receive telepathically over 1.2 million different symbols, pictures, if you will, that conveyed a word, a phrase, an idea. That would be important for him later on when he would be transcribing. So he was learning a kind of pictographic language telepathically. He was given a tremendous amount of information about the past, about humanity, about the religions, many, 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 many things, some of which he will never reveal. They were just for him to know and learn about. But a lot of which he indeed has published and, you know, told and sent letters around the world and what have you on.
Well, let's go with some of those then. Some of the things then that he learned, that he was told, he was given these very specific predictions of the future. What's in it for the Plejarans to tell him these things?
Well, this is where we come back. It's tied into exactly what we were, you know, just talking about. And for my way of looking at it is this. They establish a base of credibility for a purpose, and what is the purpose, just as you've asked? The purpose is to assist us to assure our future survival, literally. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic or grandiose or even symbolic. Literally, they are trying to help us assure our future survival. Now, we can argue or debate as to whether or not they have been effective with it, if it was the best way to go about it, et cetera, but that seems to be the motivation. And if these people do exist, we can only hope that they are indeed a few steps ahead of us on the curve, even
right.
though they're not perfect. And believe me, they've made their mistakes in this case, which have been published, and it's pretty naked, you know, there to see that Meyer and these people have made their mistakes because they're human beings, and we all make mistakes. But
why not at that moment? I mean, some of the things we're talking about, if they really are trying to save us from ourselves, right?
No, they're trying to help us save ourselves from ourselves.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so they're trying to help us save ourselves from ourselves. Why not just land at the UN?
Sure.
I mean, that's the classic question. Why not just call a General Assembly of the UN and stand up there and say, look,
here we are.
We've seen the future. Here, you know, slideshow,
right.
please. Hit the lights.
Right.
Here's what's coming. You know, get a PowerPoint presentation on that. I mean, why tell it to a guy in Switzerland who's a kid? And why go that way?
Well, let me go backwards in your questions. It's because they did tell it to this guy in Switzerland that everybody that's listening in tonight is hearing about it. Now let's back it up to your first question. Why didn't they do it the day the Earth stood still way or what have you? They calculated, and I think correctly, that the majority of people on the planet would have certain type of response and reaction to this, primarily fear-based. A good number of people would be attacking if they could. They would panic, there'd be psychosis, there'd be suicides. There'd be also people who would be willing in a second, whether invited or not, to turn over all their power and start worshiping them again as the gods of our universe, and this was not going to be beneficial to us or certainly to them. This is a calculation that I think was not erroneous. However, they did approach the U.S. government in 1979. Most people don't know this.
I don't know it either.
Yeah, they approached through, and I'll tell you, it was a very inelegant approach, to be quite blunt. They had Meyer compose a letter spelling out a lot of their, you know, terms and conditions, if you will. That letter was given to the lead investigators in the form of Britt and Lee Elders, along with Wendell Stevens, and it was brought to people that they had contact with in the Carter administration.
Okay.
The Carter administration read the letter, which included the demand that Meyer would be the intermediary for these ETs. It also included demands that they not be molested in any way, shape, or form, that their ships and their persons not be attempted to be captured or approached or attacked. And they also had some pretty heavy demands in there, such as that the U.S. government was to tell the people of the world about the illogic of the religions that they were addicted to. I mean, things that were not going to fly, no pun intended. So when I saw this translation of this letter, I said, you know, I don't really have any doubts as to why it was turned down. You were approaching a fundamentalist religious man in the person of Carter, who, although he said he'd seen UFOs, now gets a letter of demand, if you will, from a race of beings that, saying, listen, we'll have some contact with you in this way, and you've got to do this and this and this. And they're saying, hey, no thanks. What's in it for us? We're going to drive people crazy, telling them that everything they believed in for the past couple thousand years is a big joke, and reality is very other than that. So it showed to me, even as someone that's, you know, passionate about the case, it showed that they didn't really understand us all that well in a few ways, at least not in the beginning. And when I said this, I said to Billy about a year ago, I said, you know, I don't think these Pleiaren people really understood us for a while. And he said, well, the truth of the matter is they didn't.
Well, but okay, and by the way, I would say President Carter was evangelical, but he was not fundamentalist.
Fine.
Pretty open-minded guy in a lot of ways. I mean, I wonder, again, whether the piece of this is that Billy Meyer has to be involved as opposed to, you know, just saying, hey, look, Billy's going to give you the time and place. Send, you know, somebody from the Carter administration to such and such a place, and they're going to meet these guys.
As I said, I don't think they handled it the best way either.
Right.
But
that just seems like a logical way to do it. I mean, that way you get beyond the personality of any one individual, and you cut right to the heart of the matter. You know, we're here.
Well, yes and no. I mean, there may have been some other considerations in there. It may have been that they wanted to go through someone that they had, you know, worked with for 30-something
right.
odd years.
Sure, of course.
40 years. So I don't defend it. I don't think that it was, you know, the best thing, but it went down the way it did, and they were trying to figure out how to be most effective with us, and they tried that one, and they realized they really didn't know us all that well, and that wasn't going to fly.